Boa tarde.
Welcome to the ceremony of signing the joint declaration to fast-track cities to eliminate HIV by the municipalities of Almada, Amadora, Loures, Odivelas, Oeiras, Portimão and Sintra. Cities are in a privileged position to speed up the response to HIV and reach up to 2020, the targets 90% of people living with HIV, knowing that they have the virus, 90% of people diagnosed undergoing treatment, and 90% of people with an undetectable viral. The fast access was launching the World Day of Struggle Against AIDS in 2013, and then Lisbon and Oporto have signed Lisbon Paris Declaration, making Portugal a fast-track country. I would like to inform that the ceremony is being broadcast on Facebook Live and is can be seen via the Facebook online.
Se precisar de headsets, estão em cima.
We're going to be listening to the Minister for Health, Mr. Campos Fernandes. Dear members of Parliament, mayors of Almada, Odivelas and Portimão, Vice President of the Town Hall of Oeiras, a councilman of municipalities of Loures and Sintra, Director General for Health, Mr. Tim Martineau, Mr. Bertrand Douin of UAPAD, the President of the different professional orders, representatives of European fast-track cities, representatives of civil society, and Director General of the Prison Services and Insertion. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with a great deal of pride that I'm here, opening with some brief words this session, and I will leave time for the presentations and for the closure made by the Secretary of State of House, and they will explain you in greater detail the importance of these protocols and this initiative in terms of what in the government we have been called as a new target, a new ambition for public health. Portugal has been doing quite well in the last years in several areas, and it's been able to understand the phenomena of communicable diseases as a global phenomena, which requires an integrated approach, not just in terms of the health services, but particularly for the community, taking on board the different stakeholders, different ages, particularly civil society, organizations, NGOs, all of those who many times without being famous on the media do an extremely relevant work in terms of society and with people after the Paris Declaration in 2014, 4 years after, we are signing an agreement which covers 10 Portuguese municipalities, which as a whole represent a quite significant percentage of the Portuguese. This is what, in other occasions, I've been called the advantage and the appeal which we get to start public-public partnership. And this is a very good partnership. We involve communities, we involve municipalities as well. And we involve municipalities looking towards the future, where projects which are now being discussed in the Parliament to for decentralization projects make the country to become more decentralized in terms of public health. And the best mediators to come closer to people are the local authorities, those who know the communities quite well, that know the origin of the problems. So it's a great reason of satisfaction for the current government, which comes in the follow-up of the mandate of the previous government as well, that we want to extend and want to improve Knowing that through this partnership we want to cover not just the targets of the 390s in relation to which we are fortunately quite close, but it can leave in the memory a history which has been quite hard, quite difficult with a country with a high prevalence of the disease, which has no reason for such a high prevalence, a country investing in people's integration, the overwhelming majority use their rights of freedom of synthesis, but those who are deprived of freedom are citizens with equal rights regarding health protection. So I would like to wish you all, the municipalities who join us now, which are in Jazz, and please for their willingness to be partners, because this alliance will benefit for all citizens, and particularly for the health indicators in Portugal, which are always improving. Thank you very much.
And now we're going to listen to the Director General for Health, Graça Freitas. So, good afternoon, everyone. Minister of Health, Professor Campos Fernandes, Secretary of State, Deputy Secretary of State, Fernanda Araújo, Sub-Director of Team Martineau, Vice President of the International Association for Providers of Healthcare, Bernard Audouin, Councilmen and women from Lourdes, Odivelo, Juarez, Portimão, and Sintra, and other councilmen and women, representative of National Forum of Civil Society for HIV Tuberculosis, Dr. Gonçalves, President of different associations, Director of the National Program, Isabel Alvim, leaders, ladies and gentlemen, Portugal is 35 years, has identified its first HIV case 35 years ago, gave a response to this infection, and the dynamic in fighting HIV has entailed and mobilized the government in its different sectors, health professionals, organizations of civil society, which associated recently the local authority. This fight, as we know, has resulted in a very important change by evolving from an acute disease onto a chronically better life expectation and quality of life. The extraordinary progress seen in the last years demonstrates that Portugal is on the right path. Globally, there's been a reduction of new cases that have been diagnosed, the number of cases, HIV cases, and death related to that infection. About this purpose, I would like to pay tribute to Professor Odete Ferreira, pioneer in the research and fight against HIV infection in Portugal, who was responsible for carrying out the first seroepidemiological studies in the country and for detecting the human HIV type 2 in cooperation with the Pasteur Institute, Egas Muniz Hospital, and the Faculty of Medicine of Lisbon, putting our country at the top in science at a worldwide level, with quite exceptional qualities. Professor Odette inspired generations and contribute undeniably to demystify the disease in Portugal and for the good results our country achieved in fighting the HIV infection. As coordinator of the National Committee Fight Against AIDS between 1992 and 2000, I must refer to the fact that she implemented one of the most important innovative projects that Portugal can be proud of, the program exchanging syringes, Say No to a Used Syringe. This extraordinary pioneer initiative is 25 years old today, and that's why we need to be grateful to her, Professor Odette. This program, exchanging syringes, was enormous to reduce the number of infection of a population using injectable drugs, and also a great impact on the incidence of HIV cases. The Director General is very proud to have that program in its field, and it's been accompanied in a very exemplary way by the community pharmacies. And to date, they were collected and handed in 56 million syringes, and we're going to continue with everyone's support, that is, and let me repeat, from the community, the support from these community pharmacies. These results inspire us and inspire us to join without doubts or fear to the UN's initiative as known as 90-90-90 that everybody knows, and also to join in the ambition that by 2030, the HIV infection will no longer be a problem of public health. And this is done by investing in prevention forms, combined strategies, by putting the more vulnerable at the center of our intervention, promoting measures combating stigma, discrimination related to infections, and creating obstacles to treatment. And today, let me say that there are moments, there are times, 2 hours ago, there was a measure which was launched, and as exchanging syringes seems to be innovating 25 years ago, it's a citizen, any of us can go to a pharmacy, go to a community pharmacy, and be able to take a test in terms of an HIV test. And this is a step, and and the government is promoting, and the Ministry of Health, the access of citizens to this self-screening. This implies a responsibility, and which is the responsibility that once the test has been taken, a presumptive diagnosis, this person will be monitored, will be accompanied in a hospital, and it will have its diagnosis confirmed or not. So I'm quite convinced that this measure and the consequent access to diagnosis, and also will contribute to a new significant reduction of this virus in Portugal. Now, let's go on to our celebrations. The concentration of these infections that we've been talking about in urban and peri-urban zone justifies the strong investment of the government initiative in terms of fast-track cities, eliminating HIV and making cities inclusive as defined in the sustainable development targets, implying the involvement of municipal authorities, guaranteeing healthy life to its population. It's with satisfaction that the Director General for Health has been part of this process, of this initiative from Lisbon. Oporto Cascais signed the Paris Declaration in May 2017. Today, we are proud to sign the joint declaration and with the cities of Almada, Lourdes, Oeiras, Portimão, and Sintra, which in a very committed way are engaged to the targets 90-90-90, and calling on the co-responsibility of making prevention services and quality treatment by evolving prophylaxis and others, by fighting the stigma and discrimination through an understanding approach aiming at eliminating HIV, AIDS, and co-infections such as tuberculosis and hepatitis, viral hepatitis. So focusing on people, and let me emphasize three aspects, uniting everyone in this room, and in particular to the councilmen that will be signing, women and men that will sign the protocol. Three, uniting us in terms of HIV, its mission, governance, and inclusion. So all on board, we're not going to leave anyone behind.
Isabel Aldiz,
Director of the Priority Program for HIV, AIDS, and Tuberculosis of the Director General for Health, will present the virus in numbers.
Permitam-me iniciar.
Let me start by greeting the Minister of Health to also greet all of those in the Zoom. I'm going to make a brief presentation so as to tell you a bit about HIV infection in Portugal and to give an idea of the importance of cities in this scenario. The first case of HIV infection was detected in 83, and from then on until the end of 2017, more than 57,000 cases were notified, and the peak of those cases occurred in 1999, and from then on, as you can see on that graph in yellow, the number of new infections has been decreasing. And this is due, as mentioned, to many of these strategies which have been previously implemented, and the program of exchange of syringe and the courage of having made the decision of decriminalize drug use and the strategies of risk reduction and damage minimization are here reflected. So the question would be, so if we are going downwards, maybe there is no room for making things differently or better, but that's not the case. And when we compare ourselves with other countries with very similar situations, we realize that there is still a way to go. I bring you this graph to show you that in here in blue, the rate of new diagnosis per 100,000 inhabitants in the EU average, and in red, the same rate in Portugal. Actually, the number of the new diagnosis in the EU is 6 new diagnoses per 100,000 inhabitants, and in Portugal is practically the double. So there is a great room for improvement. We have to do things differently to be able to attain the target that we all wish. Besides knowing how many people were diagnosed, we have to know more about them. Who are they? And ever since we started diagnosing HIV infections, it affects men. And in grey, we have the cases in men, and the red columns represent infected women. So, per three women identified, diagnosed, there are seven men infected. So, the epidemics in Portugal mostly afflicts men. And it mostly afflicts currently people between the third decade and the fifth decade of life. We have 50% of those the new infections. So the typical portrait of a person infected in Portugal, new diagnosis here in Portugal, is a diagnosis in a man between 30 to 50 years old. And it's also important to know that this man between 30 and 50 years of age, was he born in Portugal? Does he originate from other country? Mostly, we have people who are born in Portugal, and there are some other cases coming from sub-Saharan African and from Latin American, but 70 to 80% of new diagnoses are men born in Portugal, which get infection through sexual relations, and this is the main transmission pathway for new cases, mostly by heterosexual sex, but also men having sex with other men, and a very small quantity of in the case of drug abuse, injected drug abuse. So it's a man from Portugal, between 30 to 50 years of age. He got infected through having sex, and in most cases, in more than 50% of cases, lives in the greater Lisbon area, the so-called metropolitan area of Lisbon. And right next to Lisbon, we have the northern region with second most cases. And when we're talking about these regions, we're also talking about the big cities within these regions. And this is where the epidemic is concentrated. So this is why it is critical to call upon municipalities to work together.
And to have a view about the importance of cities, this is explained on this slide. The average national incidence for this period is 13 cases per 100,000 inhabitants, which shows how it's important in the country. Lisbon has 47 cases per 100,000 inhabitants. That is 3.6 more cases than the rest of the country. Amadora has 38.7 cases. That is 3 times more than the rest of the country. So we can continue calculating what happens in other cities. Sintra, 28. The other rest of the country has less. Lourdes, 24. Cascais, 23 cases. So we have to reach out to this population that live in these cities, and we need to work differently in a distinct, innovative way if we want to change that situation and if we want to have a distinct scenario and to be able to achieve the target objective to end with that disease as an epidemic. This was a macro portrait. Then we have to magnify such aspects. For 3 women, we had 7 men. But if we look at the details of what happens in the city, we can see that there are very big differences. And there has to be more fine-tuning in relation to the city. The national average, 3 women for 7 men. In Lisbon, the men in blue, predominance of men is even higher. But when we go on to a municipality such as Amadora, we are faced with a very different reality. We have an epidemic which is much more maintained. It's more women than men, so we need to fine-tune our strategies in Amadora. We have to reach these women. We have to teach the younger women, that is, those that are infected, bring them to health services. No one can do better than the municipalities with ground-root communities, primary healthcare, prison services fighting consumption, and all those that know this reality working together so that they can change, reverse that situation. This was regarding the gender, but look at other differences. Now, concerning where they're from, I mentioned roughly that it was a man between 30 and 50 years of age infected in Lisbon. Then in Sintra, we have a different reality. We have a woman that comes from sub-Saharan Africa. And if we go to Amadora, there's a greater difference even at that level. And indeed, this is where there's no doubt about the added value of such an initiative, that is the Fast Track Cities to End the HIV Epidemic. And I'm going just to summarize what was the initial report of that initiative. And by taking advantage, once again, of the fact that I'm here, and to thank the coordinator, Carlos Almacin, that did an excellent job. So the 2 main pillars of intervention to achieve the 90-90-90 targets, so as we can maintain them and to consolidate and increase them, are fundamentally reduce the incidence of HIV in the population which is infected, and improve the monitoring circuits, clinical prognosis of people infected with HIV. And this is done by working together with the municipality in cooperation with them. Thank you very much.
Bertrand Audouin.
Bertrand Audouin from the International Association of Providers in AIDS Care presents the project Fast Track Cities to put a stop to the HIV epidemics.
State, Director General of Health, councillors and deputy mayors, and Deputy Executive Director of UNAIDS, and dear friends, good evening. I'm sorry I'm speaking to you in English. I don't speak a word of Portuguese. I wish I would, but I don't. I would like to start by saying that we are very lucky to be here tonight, and I will go back to the reason why I'm saying that in a few moments. The Fast Track City initiative was launched on December 1st, 2019 on World AIDS Day by four core partners, UNAIDS, UN Habitat, the City of Paris, and IAPAC, which stands for the International Association of Providers of AIDS Care, and we are the implementing partner of the initiative. When the initiative started, we asked cities to commit to actually not three, but four targets, the first three being the three 90s that have been discussed already, and the fourth one is targeting zero stigma and discrimination. And I would like to insist on that a bit, just because everyone involved in HIV believe that we will not reach the 90-90-90 targets anywhere, including at the city level, if we don't fight stigma and discrimination in the general population and in key populations as well. And that is one of the things that we are pushing cities to do as part of the initiative. We're also asking and recommending member cities to actually go beyond 90-90-90, go towards what we call epidemic control, towards end of AIDS, this kind of concept that we are discussing at the moment. We see 90-90-90 as a stepping stone, but not as the end of the story. 90-90-90 means that there are still people left behind. So that's an objective. That's not the final objective of the initiative. When we launched it, 26 cities worldwide signed on the initiative, including three European cities. Today we are up to 250 cities worldwide. As I speak now, we have 28 European cities. In a few moments, we will have 35. So it is really a developing initiative where we see cities building new strategies, implementing new programs, and seeing the signing ceremony as the start of a process and not, again, the end point of their program. The reason why I said that we are very lucky to be here tonight is that this afternoon we had a first in the initiative in 4 years, which was a meeting of all current and prospective Portuguese cities sitting in the same room and discussing what they can do together, what they need to do separately, but also how their initiatives and their programs can be and will be coordinated with the national HIV strategy. This is the first time it's happened in 4 years of the Fast Track Cities initiative. This is also the first time in the history of the initiative that the coordination between city programs and national programs is so obvious and so important that this even takes place in the National Assembly. You're very lucky to have that kind of commitment from both your local authorities and your national authorities. That is something that we would really like to see replicated in other fast-track cities in other countries. Last week, I met with a good friend of mine, Professor Françoise Barré-Sinoussi, who is Nobel Prize laureate for having discovered the virus in 1982, I think, from the Pasteur Institute, and I mentioned to her that I was coming to Lisbon this week, and the first thing she said to me is, oh, you're so lucky to go to Lisbon. They were pioneers in the fight against HIV from the start and from the 80s, as the Director General of Health reminded us, and you're still pioneers today, so you are very lucky to have been able to sustain pioneer spirit that you've had in the fight against HIV since the beginning. A good part of the initiative is about sharing best practices with other member cities from other countries in Europe, from other countries on the other side of the world, from other cities speaking the same language as you. You have a lot of best practice to share. And I would like to mention, because I don't know if everyone is aware of that, that when we talk about Portugal and about the Portuguese fast-track cities, at least at the European level, which is the level I work on, everyone is really speaking highly of the program that are being implemented in Portugal, of the role that NGOs and communities play in the programs, of the work that you're able to do between communities and clinicians and administrations, and everyone wants to know how you do it. That's what we will try to do tomorrow and Friday, because we're also lucky to have the European Fast Track City workshop hosted in Lisbon, thanks to our Lisbon and Portuguese colleagues. So really, I would like to congratulate all the cities that are joining today, and I would like to congratulate the government of Portugal for the support that they give to the fast-track cities in Portugal. That's really something that should be replicated, and we are really looking forward to the next steps. Thanks a lot.
And the international initiative Fast Track Cities is led by the Town Hall of Paris and the International Association of Providers in AIDS and the UNAIDS. Now we're going to see the joint signature of that declaration with the Town Hall of Almada, the Mayor Inês de Medeiros. Tim Martineau for UNAIDS and IAPAC Bertrand Audouin. For the Municipality of Amadora, Susana Sanches Nogueira, Councilwoman of the Town Hall of Amadora. And signing for the Town Hall of Amadora, Susana Sanches Nogueira. Signing for the Town Hall of Lourdes, the Councilman Bernard Caros. Gonçalo Cruz.
Hugo Martins, Presidente.
Hugo Martins, Mayor, will sign for the Odivelas Town Hall.
O vice-presidente Francisco Rocha.
Francisco Rocha Gonçalves represents the municipality of Oeiras. He is the deputy mayor.
Pela Câmara Municipal.
Isilda Gomes, representing the mayor of Portimão, will sign the declaration.
A Câmara Municipal de Sintra.
The Town Hall of Sintra is represented by Councilman Eduardo Quintanova.
Solicito ao Sr. Ministro da Saúde.
Now I'm asking the Minister of Health, the Deputy Secretary of Health, representatives, the Director General for Health, to take a group photo.
Mr. Bertrand Audouin and Tim Martinon, please join the photo. Minhas senhoras e meus...
Ladies and gentlemen, from this moment, Almada Amadora Lourdes Odivelas, Wedges, Portimão and City are officially part of the Fast Track Cities to end HIV. And now they join Cascais, Lisbon and Oporto as well.
Muito obrigada.
Thank you.
Toma a palavra Inês de Medeiros.
Inês de Medeiros, Mayor of Almada, will address us.
Excelentíssimo.
Minister of Health, Secretary of State, members of Parliament, dear colleagues, councilmen, councilwomen, all representatives of association, Director General for Health, it's a pleasure to be here with you for the first time and all other entities representing. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not going to repeat what are the objectives of this program that is, which is known by all. However, it's important to recall as representing the Almada municipality, why the signature. I would like to thank the presentation made by Isabel Alvin from of AIDS in Numbers. This small presentation showed how important it is to continue and never give up fully eliminating the HIV epidemic. And I'm going to focus my brief intervention on that aspect. If it's necessary to create conditions, a syringe program, which was essential, if it's necessary to create such, and over the last years, the numbers are positive because they've been decreasing more and more, we also have to bear in mind a reality that is a banalization of AIDS, especially a triviality aspect. That is of HIV is just a chronic disease. There's some medicine and progress has been made, and our action and this commitment should act around these two tiers. On one hand, to strengthen, enhance the mechanisms of early diagnosis, not to reach the early HIV stage, to create an effective response in terms of treatment, never undermine the information that is with the younger population so that there is no possibility to be infected by AIDS, and how important prevention is. And this was demonstrated. Cities are very different. When we look at numbers, when we look at general numbers, we could be enthusiastic. But when we look at different details, realities different from the woman's point of view, I was very surprised by these numbers, which for me was a novelty. And this program has that advantage. That is, it's a real commitment and and progress is carried out with commitment and the advantage that it is an integrated program, thinking about different levels, and only as such can we eliminate HIV in our country, not only because we also know that HIV goes beyond borders in an open world where people move freely. And for Almada, it's an honor to be part of this commitment. And Almada and its social fabric, Almada has a very strong social fabric with big institutions, IPSS, which are mobilized, and I'm quite certain that together we'll be able to meet our commitment and for everyone's good.
Susana Santos Nogueira.
We'll be listening to Susana, the councilwoman from Almada, will going to address the public.
Muito boa tarde a todos.
Good afternoon. The city of Amadora today has signed the Paris Declaration because we assume the commitment with our citizens, a commitment implying know-how to identify our shortcomings, but above all, to use our strong points. We are together with people towards the future based upon the construction of a city with cohesion, healthy, free from HIV epidemics up to 2030. On behalf of the Municipality of Amadora and the Mayor, I'd like to start by greeting the Minister of Health, Secretary of State, of Health, the Mayors, Councilmen, Director General for Health, the President of ARS from Lisbon and Tegucigalpa, the Deputy Executive Director of UNAIDS, the representative of the IAPAC, the Director of the Priority Plan for HIV and TB infections, the representative of the Civil Society Organization of HIV, and members of Parliament, ladies and gentlemen. I started my presentation talking about Amadora, because more than the town hall, we are a series of institutions and people who daily work to render a more sustainable city. So let me greet some of the stakeholders in this city which are here present. Mr. Francisco Rojo, the President of the Board of Directors of the Hospital Fernando Fonseca. Dr. Ana Silva, the Executive Director of Laços. Mr. Carlos Silva, Dr. Mora, President and Vice President of ASPAS. Thank you very much for your presence and for your ongoing work and the challenges. Amadora is identified with a holistic vision regarding health. Within this concern, we know that since 2015, included in the strategic plan, a component related to health. At this date, fighting HIV, AIDS, and TB, as well as the reduction of stigma and discrimination, were set as priority challenges in Amadora. Amadora represents very specific characteristics. Some of them have already been mentioned. In under 24 square kilometers, we have 178,000 inhabitants. We have a great cultural diversity. Around 9% of the citizens are migrants, coming basically from Cape Verde, Brazil, and Guinea. This figure goes up to 18% if we take into account the nationality of origin of our residents. We have more than 100 different nationalities, which are manifested in more than 50 different languages. So our city is a cultural mosaic with several religions and languages. The city of Amadora is the fourth biggest city in Portugal with the greatest population density. It is in the urban centers that we have the highest number of HIV AIDS cases. And we know that Amadora has higher rates of incidence than the national average, as it was shown previously. But we believe that there are also the cities which show the necessary conditions to try innovative solutions. Portugal has been performing a pioneer role regarding research of HIV. HIV AIDS would like to pay tribute to Dr. Odette Fleder for the research carried out in this area. Amadora tries to be a pioneer in Portugal. In 1912, its history registered the first steps of national aviation. Now we want that the flights of our city are associated to challenging commitments at national and international level with a great impact on the well-being of our citizens. We develop activities in partnership with civil society, such as ASPAS, as well as with public authorities, the Hospital Francisco Fonseca and other associations promoting prevention and screening of the disease. We establish partnerships with the Ministry of Health to guarantee access to primary health care, promoting the construction of two new health care centres. So based on the Paris Declaration, only guaranteeing the continuous access, particularly for those who are more vulnerable in terms of diagnosis, treatment and the prevention services, only thus can we put a stop to these epidemics. So with the signing of this declaration, we should continue the initial work, mobilising the necessary resources and creating the right partnerships. Regarding the fast-track cities, we'd like to enhance the fact that we understand the collaborative approach to tackle this world problem. However, let me stress something which is essential in our view, respecting the specificities and the local characteristics. We should implement a criteria specific for the different cities. Without this, we can undermine the impact of the project both in Lisbon and Amadora. In Amadora, we consider that collaboration is the key for the implementation of these solutions. These solutions should be sustainable, dealing with complex problems. Let me conclude by quoting a Portuguese songwriter of the 80s that we all know. It's for tomorrow. You could do it today. Because tomorrow I know that you are going to postpone again. And you know that time runs away, but you do nothing to catch time. I will tell you that no, it's today. And now let us not postpone again.
And now the councilman of the Lourdes municipality, Gonçalo Caruso, will address us. Minister of Health, Secretary of State, Deputy Secretary of State for Health, members of Parliament, councilmen, councilwomen, entities, ladies and gentlemen, promoting health and preventing diseases is a priority area of our intervention, co-substantiating the development of projects and actions which aim at contributing to improving health and consequent life quality of the inhabitants of the territory. The Declaration of Paris that we endorse has as main principles to decrease substantially the HIV epidemic and face in a more efficient way the causes of risk, vulnerabilities, and HIV transmission, mobilize resources for public health, taking into account an integrated development. This declaration proposes a working strategy in partnership with different territories and defines the principles that aim at the implementation of the development of the Fast Track Cities project that will contribute to a response to the epidemics of HIV/AIDS in the municipality of Lourdes more effective and universal. Since 2017, the municipality of Lourdes has been working along the way to set up a partnership consortium to develop that project through the setting up of a protocol involving entities at a local, regional, national level based on a principle defined in the Declaration of Paris. So we are committed in this process, and we believe that this strategy with which we are committed to represents an important step in fighting the HIV/AIDS epidemic at a global level. In Lourdes, as referred in the declaration, we don't abandon anyone, so we're committed to put into effect the targets that we've just mentioned.
Toma a palavra.
And now, Hugo Martins, mayor of the Odivelas municipality. So, good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. Minister of Health, Deputy Secretary of State for Health, Director General of Health, different presidents, members of Parliament, representatives of different entities, organizations, national and international present, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, I would like to, from the municipality of Odivelas, to say that it's with pleasure, it's an honor to be able to address you, that is, and to be part of signing this declaration. And let me mention this by the symbolism, meaning, but above all, by the assumption that is the acknowledgement of our responsibility. So I would like to praise this declaration, this project, for its latitude, that is, by involving the international community and the country at a national level and also the local authorities. They, better than anyone else, have the privilege to have proximity experience and, above all, much of what is the reality, the daily reality of how it's important to reach, how important it is to serve. And that's why I would like to praise this initiative. And Odivelas municipality taking part in this initiative has been very important. A high speed, we're part of a fast track because we've been developing teamwork with different entities within the scope of early detection, identification, risk reduction, linked with all entities, ASIAS, Odivelas, Lourdes, with integrated responses from Lisbon. That is, thank you very much for the work we've been doing together that has allowed the municipality of Odivelas to be part of what is being done in Lisbon regarding the numbers we've just heard. And also, let me leave you with some brief words to the president of the Portuguese League Against AIDS as fundamental partner in the joint implementation of several initiatives, experiences, projects, which have been possible at a council level, that is, in terms of the productive work carried out. Let me end by saying that we've already started going down this fast track, and we've started setting up a working group at a council level, but also with all stakeholders and partners at a municipal level, supramunicipal, so that we can meet the essence of this declaration. Thank you for this opportunity. We will do everything we can on behalf of the Odivelas municipality to honor this commitment. Thank you very much.
Vai usar da palavra o vice.
Came to be listening to the deputy mayor of Oeiras, Mr. Gonçalves. Good afternoon, Minister, Excellency, Secretary of State, and dear local, mayors, dear guests. I'd like to greet start by greeting the representative of UNAIDS, a UN organization which sometimes is so forgotten, the type of work developed in civil society. These initiatives are only possible because we have the United Nations, otherwise we would not be here together. The municipality of Oeiras has been trying to follow in the last 2 decades public health policies using the Portuguese constitution universal access to basic primary care. We have been doing it through several activities, building up health centers. Every health center in the Oelias have been made with municipal funds, built together with the central administration. We have here the Minister of Health. Who knows, without the Ministry of Health, these works would have not been possible. The Ministry of Health works together with us, who appoints doctors and specialized staff. Thank you very much, Minister, for the attention provided. And besides these policies, we have been going further. We are paying part of the medicines for the elderly in disadvantaged conditions, in the part of the invoice which is not paid by the state, going further than what the government does. To conclude, it is our commitment in this initiative, in the Fast Track Citizens, it's our commitment to go further into these policies, supporting the health area and the social area, and epidemics do not know borders, do not know the limits built by men. We are all human. We all breathe the same air, as President Kennedy said. We all take care of our children, and we're all mortal. So we have to take care of the health of our citizens as a holder of public mandate. I hope I will be accountable for that. The mayor of the municipality of Portimão will address you now.
Senhor Ministro.
Minister of Health, Secretary of State, Director General for Health, MPs, dear colleagues, national and international organizations, dear guests, allow me to share with you today a feeling of nostalgia. 30 years ago, and today I found today colleagues from those days. I was a teacher at the time. My first office was the district coordinator of the project Life Algarve, and then the regional delegate of the program Life Employment. And we have professionals here who worked with me at the time. We did a great job in the Algarve. Everybody recognized it. And those were very different times 30 years ago. Fortunately, today, things are very much improved. But have you done it all? No, not really. There's a great deal to be done yet. So I'm sort of having a flashback from the past 30 years ago, where we worked together, we thoroughly committed, and we were practically considered a rare specimens, those working the prevention of drug addiction and HIV/AIDS. So, in fact, I'm very pleased to join this commitment. We've joined this initiative with a very clear goal. We want in our community to reduce as much as we can the average incidence rate of HIV/AIDS, because we are a city which still has a higher average compared to the national average. It's no use trying to pretend that there is no problem, because it doesn't disappear on its own. This is a question which affects us all and which requires from all a great determination in striving for holistic and wide-ranging solutions. So we'd like to put a stop to not just the new infections, but also to put a stop to the stigma and discrimination around HIV, thus improving the quality of life, the well-being of people who live with this disease. So we are here today. And I'm very proud to sign this commitment because it represents the firm determination of working in network with the different local partners so as to improve the fight against HIV/AIDS, namely regarding screening and a direct connection to healthcare. This is a commitment of the whole municipality that will do all it can to make it a commitment of a whole network of partners. And I'm certain that they will do their best so that there will be a commitment of the whole community, a community which will find this partnership a unique opportunity, an example of how we can work together to educate, to treat, and to prevent the dissemination of HIV/AIDS. So to have a healthier municipality is an obligation of the public officials. The city of Portimão is very proud to become, after today, a fast-track city. Thank you.
And now we're going to be listening to Eduardo Quintinov, a councilman from the town hall of Sintra. Minister of Health, Secretary of State, Deputy Secretary of State for Health, Director General of Health, dear colleagues, councilmen and councilwomen, President of the Lisbon ARSA, health professionals, institutions that compose our social fabric and our municipalities, I would like to say good afternoon and thank you for accompanying. Sintra is a municipality which is committed to its citizens' health. So the right to health, improving accessibility to health care, obtaining health gains as main aspects regarding local governance. The signing the joint declaration of fast-track cities to eliminate HIV is included in the strategy to promote enhanced health that we have been developing in our municipality. Aware of how important the role municipalities have and can develop in the prevention and fighting HIV, we only could sign this declaration and take on board all responsibilities and wishing with the health authorities and other local partners which accompany us so that we could contribute in an active way to achieve the objectives, that is 19-19-90, with ambition, governance, and inclusion, as the Director General mentioned. So in view of the numbers that were presented, in Sintra, we had to be present because behind these numbers are people, faces, families, discrimination, and stigma. So the municipality of Sintra, as a humane municipality, promoting the improvement of the life of its citizen, had to take part of this initiative, as well as in other health areas, prevention, fighting, and treating HIV. The municipality of Sintra is committed to develop local strategy capable of enhancing healthier communities and that are happier. And I would like to conclude by thanking everyone, and especially the partners accompanying us with this challenge without which we could not be present. I'm referring to the Ministry of Health, the Sintra Health Centers, ARS Lisbon and Tagus, ASPAS Association, which is our partner. I'm also mentioning the hospitals and also the prisons and all partners that have been accompanying us with this challenge. And I'd like to thank everyone. Thank you very much. Portugal, the first fast-track country, is the theme by Gonçalves Lobo, which is the National Forum of Civil Society, HIV, Tuberculosis, and Viral Hepatitis.
My intervention is going to be in English, so Your Excellency, Minister of Health, Professor Adalberto Campos Fernandes, Secretary of State, Assistant and of Health, Professor Fernando Araújo, Active Deputy Executive Director of UNAIDS, Dr. Tim Martineau, Vice President of the International Association of Providers of AIDS Care, Dr. Bertrand Audin, Director General for Health, Dr. Grace Freitas, Director of the Priority Program for HIV Infections, TB, and Viral Hepatitis, Dr. Isabel Aldi, Director General of the General Directorate for Intervention on Addictive Behaviors and Dependency, Dr. João Goulin, Dr. Luís Pisco, President of the Regional Health Administration of Lisbon and Tagus Valley, Civil Society Organization, ladies and gentlemen. As Chair of the Board of Abraço, a Portuguese civil society organization since 1991, I'm here on behalf of the Portuguese Civil Society Forum. What a great day for the public health in Portugal today. I would like to personally congratulate each municipality for this milestone today. The 2014 Paris Declaration established the 1990-19 UNAIDS goals until 2020, putting, with the Fast Track Cities initiative, the local governments in the forefront of leading the control of the HIV epidemic. This is the first time in the Portuguese history where municipalities are asked to have such a major role in solving a national public health issue. The civil society movement, the awareness of mayors and city councillors, and their openness and readiness to active contribute made it possible that today we stand here with seven more cities subscribing the Paris Declaration. This small country, from now on, will in total have 9 fast-track cities, being, I believe, the country with the highest number of fast-track cities in the world. This great adhesion took the national government to set, and well, in my opinion, Portugal as a fast-track country. Although this adhesion is without a doubt positive, communication in harmonizing data and strategies will be a challenge. Here, I would like to publicly congratulate the effort that has been put by the Ministry of Health in this regard. The Fast Track Cities initiative permitted to have a common ground for all the stakeholders involved with clear goals, simple language, and easily comprehended. This common ground allowed us to set strategies and to focus on major problems that Portugal still faces in some regions and cities, like late diagnosis. Although we are very pleased with the accomplishments achieved so far, especially the first 90 on the national level, more action is needed. The 1990-90 goals are not a one-size-fits-all approach, and tailored interventions should take place. Countries must find their national and regional strategy with a clear and undoubtful political commitment towards the end of the HIV epidemic, including a clear position on zero discrimination. We can't wait until 2030 to achieve the 95-95-95 goals. That's not the Portuguese reality, and we can't set back on the efforts that have been made so far. We still remember back in the 80s when Portugal was in the forefront of the HIV research and was internationally recognized for the effort put into the HIV fight. That spirit is still present today. We, the civil society, call upon the national government to commit to the 95-95-95 goals by 2025, anticipating and putting Portugal in the lead of the control of the HIV epidemic, to formally include the control of sexual transmitted infections and tuberculosis, as well as viral hepatitis, recognizing that the 2030 World Health Organization goals for hepatitis will also be accomplished by 2025, and to formally recognize Portugal as a fast-track country provided with financial and human resources to achieve such goals. We also call up on the pharmaceutical industry to reduce costs, making treatment, screening and diagnostics devices more affordable. We encourage the municipalities to cooperate with the civil society and to actively contribute to the elimination of the HIV and viral hepatitis epidemic. At least, I appeal on my civil society colleagues to closely cooperate and help each other, leaving no one behind, to be bold and to push for more accessible and innovating methods, namely on PrEP and HIV treatment sites. We believe that together communicating and cooperating HIV, viral hepatitis, TB, and other STIs will not stand a chance. That is our fast-track country. Thank you.
Toma a palavra Tim Martineau, diretor adjunto.
Tim Martineau, which is Deputy Executive Director of UNAIDS.
Good evening, everybody. It's always very difficult to follow a strong speech from civil society. Thank you for those words. They're excellent. Minister, thank you for being here. Deputy Secretary of State, the Director Generals and the Mayors and Councillors, thank you for this evening. I only want to say a few words, really. Just first to really congratulate and commend the cities present at this event. I think I'm not going to try and pronounce them. I'll get the S's and S's wrong, sir. But to really recognise the fantastic commitment from you all for joining the Fast Track Cities Network. I think it shows a really great sense of leadership and commitment in moving the response forwards and moving towards ending the AIDS epidemic, so thank you. But I really want to sort of locate the cities and the municipalities, which are so important, within the Portuguese response. And I think some of the presentation and material we saw, I think we need to recognise and acknowledge the great work and leadership, I think, that Portugal has provided both within the context of Europe and the world in terms of taking the response forward. So thank you for that, and I think that you can see that within your great progress towards the 90-90-90 targets, and we were discussing them this afternoon. You just got to go a little bit further and we'll be there and at a national level, and that's fantastic. But also on the prevention side, and key to that is, I think, a very clear focus on a public health approach that uses evidence and is based upon rational science and evidence. So thank you for that. But I think the point that you've done also is to link that with a clear focus on a political leadership and human rights and stigma and discrimination as key issues that need to be addressed. So well done for that. I also want to just really, before turning to the cities, and talk about the important role that civil society plays, as we just heard about. And I think I think what we hope to do through this, the engagement of municipalities and mayors and local government, is really to bring services close to people and the key role that civil society can play in that. So thank you, civil society. Please keep engaging and working on these programs. We believe when we launch this initiative, with our partners, that cities play an absolutely essential role in closing the remaining gaps in services. If we can get close to people, understand their needs, understand what they are thinking about, and understand where they locate and the way they act, the better that is in terms of being able to provide services. So, great to see this commitment. So, as signatories of the Paris Declaration, we obviously wish you well in moving the response forwards now and really want to assure you of our support. I think you've got some great support within the country anyway, but ready to what we can to work with you in delivering on the commitments in the Declaration and to work with you in developing strategies and action plans that can help move the agenda forwards. I think just close with two real comments. I think there's obviously more to do, but I think the more we can really, as I say, bring services close to people, the better it gets. The better we can focus on clear results and the needs of people, the better it gets. And the more we can innovate and learn, the better it gets. So, and I think this commitment from you all is fantastic. I can't finish with a Portuguese poem, but I'm reliably informed that you will understand this in Portuguese, and if not, then you can understand it through the translators. But just to say carpe diem, thank you very much. Bye.
No combate à infecção pelo...
In fighting HIV infection, UNAIDS established 3 objectives: diagnose 90% of the infected citizens, treat 90% of the diagnosed citizens, ensuring that 90% of the citizens treated have suppressed viral levels and cannot infect others. Portugal is committed to these targets after a reduction of more than 60% of new HIV cases in the last 17 years. It was time to think differently, to innovate in diagnosis and treatment. We needed a real image of the epidemic. That is why we invested in a re-notification of all HIV cases. We corrected flaws. We improved the quality of the results. This was just the first step. We enhanced the role of pharmacies and pharmacists because fighting the HIV epidemic goes through diagnosing better, and at an early stage, pharmacies are spread all over the national territory, as well as the clinical analysis labs that today, through a measure that was taken by this government, can and should involve, should be involved in the early detection of HIV/AIDS cases. These cases of people that in their screening tests indicate that they are positive will be right away referred to the National Health Service so that they can complete their path, that is, of diagnosis, therapy, with the care that they need and require. The HIV tests are now more accessible. Until the end of 2018, it will be possible to take these tests at home. We're also improving access to treatment, investing in a greater convenience for the patients. We've moved on to a pilot project, a project that shows the non-inferiority of getting medication from a community pharmacy versus hospital pharmacy, and confirming that there are no differences in terms of clinical consequences, that is, virological and immunological. Most likely, this will be a project to be continued and extended to more community pharmacies, because we don't want to leave anyone out, because we want to end the stigma. In July 28, a commitment was signed for the inmates infected so that they'd be treated in the prison. And also in 2018, we started an early access program to prophylaxis pre-exposure to HIV measures together that allowed to obtain good results. In July 2018, we celebrated Portugal closer to the UNAIDS targets.
The list is showing that you have achieved the first as well as the third 90. This is a really important milestone because this is what we would like to see all the countries can achieve and by 2020.
In Portugal, we already have 90% of people diagnosed, and in 2015, we took the decision to treat everyone that are infected, that live with infection, and now we're applying this decision, which will allow us to achieve the second 90, and being that the third 90 we've already achieved, and we're on the verge of achieving this big goal of UNAIDS before 2020. But because Portugal still presents one of the highest HIV infection incidents in Western Europe, and it's because it's in Lisbon and Oporto that there are almost 60% of new cases of infection, we needed to unite efforts. The adjustment of measures to individuals allowing to maximize measures, channel resources, which are more directed and aimed at. In 2017, three Portuguese cities, Cascais, Lisbon, and Oporto, assumed the fight against HIV as a priority through a concerted initiative without precedent. I think we have the conditions are in place, and different wills, that is, and players to achieve the end of the HIV/AIDS epidemics and of tuberculosis, viral hepatitis, and even STDs, together with the end of the epidemic of stigma, discrimination that exists in Portugal. Now it's time for Almada, Amadora, Lourdes, Oeiras, Odivelas, Portimão, and Sintra to sign the Paris Declaration, because together, the Ministry of Health, municipalities, patients' association, formal sectors, community pharmacies, civil society, we're going to build a Portugal Free of AIDS, Fast Track City, global initiative that will put Portugal in the forefront. Portugal, the first track country. And now the Secretary, Deputy Secretary of State for Health, Fernanda Ruz, will close the session.
Muito boa tarde.
Good afternoon. Let me start by greeting all the members of Parliament and say that we are organizing this event here. It's a good symbolism and shows the support that Portuguese society gives to HIV/AIDS and sexually transmittable communicable diseases. And it's very relevant that we're all here today in the House of all the Portuguese. I'd like to greet the Minister of Health. I'm not going to greet every one of you. I'd just like to make three exceptions. The first for the mayors, the councilmen. The second is for the NGOs, for the National Forum of HIV/AIDS, and the third to Professor Karl Malmensteen. The mayors, without a strong component of civil society, without Professor Karl Malmensteen's work, we would not be here, surely, and wouldn't have been successful in this project. So to all of you who from the start showed your availability and your commitment with this project, thank you very much. On behalf of the Ministry of Health, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to start my presentation paying tribute to Professor Odete Ferreira for the huge legacy that she left as a pioneer in research, for the role she developed in the fight against AIDS, always ahead of her time. Any word of thanks will be insufficient in view of the greatness of the scientific and social work she developed in the last decades. Her memory will last for generations, leaving a very great legacy. Professor Detfre would be happy if she could be here in this ceremony, which is an essential role in the fight that she fought during her professional life. The HIV infection represents a very important public health problem in Portugal and in the world. In the Western Europe, Portugal is a remarkable example of the reduction of the HIV incidence thanks to the measures taken by the different governments. A reduction of around 54% has occurred in the new infected between 2008 and 2016. However, despite this consistent path and very positive progression, Portugal is still shows one of the highest incidence rate in HIV infection in the EU. It doesn't make sense to try to solve the problems of today using solutions from the past. If we want to get better results in HIV, we have to think differently. We have to change the paradigm of health policies to fight HIV epidemics. We have to leave the hospitals. We have to leave the walls of the health centers. We have to unite society around this goal. Thus, UNAIDS and its partners have proposed a series of goals to speed up the epidemics of HIV/AIDS, which are the 1990 targets. And it was in the spirit of innovation in the health policy that we have launched in 2014 the initiative Fast Track Cities to put a stop to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. 3 years after, on the 4th of June 2017, in Portugal, the cities of Cascais, Porto, and Lisbon have signed the Paris Declaration, and we're committed to work towards this ambition to make Portugal a fast-track country. On the same day, a working group was created involving health institutions, the third sector, civil society, international bodies, so as to define the pillars of what should become the local strategies for each one of the cities involved to eliminate HIV. Thanks to the remarkable work of the work coordinated by Kamal Mancinho, we published the pillars of the National Strategy of Fast Track Cities. It was a time to return this initiative to the responsibility of the cities. The cities of Lisbon and Cascais have already approved their local strategies, and Porto is working on it. Finally, the work on the field has started. as part of these strategies, we have the programs of surveilled consumption in the city of Lisbon for small target populations which still suffer, forgotten, because of their drug addiction, and which will be active until by the beginning of next year. The work with Inoporto will approve some programs. This is a relevant initiative which has been currently implemented. This specific initiative in fighting HIV/AIDS epidemics is very important when we look at figures. Of the new cases in 2016, more than half were diagnosed in the greater Lisbon area, followed by Oporto. But it doesn't make sense to look at cities with well-defined borders if we want to fight HIV/AIDS epidemic in Lisbon or Porto. We have to develop the involve the neighboring cities. Because together, in several municipalities, will become stronger. Ladies and gentlemen, the government has embraced the Fast Track Cities initiative right from the beginning, trying to show an institutional involvement which is unique at international level. So I'd like to thank Bernard Audouin of the International Association of Providing AIDS Care for all the support provided, as well as Mr. Tim Notino, Executive Director of UNAIDS, for the support to our strategy and the results that we are obtaining. Together with our fast-track seaters, we wish to promote 1990-90 targets to develop the UN, the HIV/AIDS national plan to put a stop to this epidemic until 2030. But we can do it before with the effort of all of us. We did it with a thorough commitment, and we want to be an active part of this process of change and not just a passive stakeholder. So the involvement of government deserved compliments from the UNAIDS and AIPAC during the last meeting of Fast Track Cities, where the Portuguese government was the only one to be present, so as to prepare the field to a easier implementation of Fast Track Cities. The government wants to improve in several fundamental areas, in the quality of data, in prevention, in the early diagnosis, and in treatment. The information system for HIV/AIDS is now present in all hospitals. This is being changed so as to help health professionals to have data that support the political activity. But above all, we made a remarkable effort in hospitals coordinated by DJ Health to improve data quality. So it was possible to obtain robust evidence that Portugal has already achieved 2 of the 3 90s. And we are sure that we can announce the attainment of the third 90. In this struggle against HIV, there is no time to stop. We don't have time to contemplate and to wait for new data. We have to do. We have to act. So in 2017, we decided at the beginning of the processes to have access to PrEP. We've had many obstacles in the way. However, we are now having these medical appointments in all the regions of the country within the NHS. Some people say that access is not generalized. However, I'd like to renew today the commitment, the political commitment of the government, that the access is to be enlarged. In these areas of the most relevant actions is to diagnose the citizens on an early stage. We diagnose on a very late stage. This has a personal impact because they have a poor prognosis clinically, but in terms of the society, because this puts the pillars to prevent the communication of the disease. This solution implies testing. The HIV test has to be easy and accessible for everyone, every time, every place. We can't lose this opportunity. It was in this period that the government approved the act through which community pharmacists can start the rapid test of HIV. And on the other hand, without need of prescription. So we've seen in local that the first pharmacy in the municipality of Cascais, we have this possibility. So we are preparing the next step. So it should be, we will publish after the approval in the Council of Ministers the change of the decree law, which enable that to the end of the year to be possible to make self-tests for HIV at home. It will be surely a historical landmark in the fight against these epidemics. We'll have a quick access to hospitals in case of reactivity. Finally, in terms of treatment, there will be the dispensation of the antiretrovirals in the community pharmacies. Many patients had to wait in hospital to get the medicines dispensed. Now, everything is in the nearest pharmacy, so this project can be enlarged to the whole country, increasing accessibility and adherence to treatment. Despite all these initiatives, we'll not control and put a stop to the epidemics until 2030 if we don't change the paradigm, and we should stop thinking that hospitals can solve everything on their own. It's time to listen to those who are closer, those who know the local communities where the national health system cannot reach. And I'm talking about municipalities and NGOs. Today, six cities of the metropolitan region of Lisbon, Almada, Moura, Lourdes, Odivelas, Oeiras and Sintra, together will make a stronger alliance to fight HIV. Today we start a new era for the metropolitan area of Lisbon. And today there's a new way for the creation of new solutions to be able to combat the HIV epidemic in the Algarve, and the city of Portimão is in the leadership. Thank you very much to the municipalities for their availability, for the effort and dedication to defend their citizens. Now there's a new era for the epidemics of HIV in Portugal. I'm even sure today that Portugal will be able to eliminate these epidemics before 2030. With 10 fast-track cities, we can now say that Portugal is on the right path to become the first fast-track country. Thank you very much.
And now we're closing this ceremony and congratulating the 10 cities that are part of the fast-track cities. And we'd like to thank you for your presence.